Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. The Voice of America Swahili Service Chief, Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, will be joining us once again to talk NBA hoops. But first, a look at Tuesday night's NBA action. In a matchup of two of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, the Toronto Raptors scored a road victory against the Philadelphia 76ers. The AP's Michael Luongo reports from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
The Raptors got a fast start in the first half and went on the 119-107 win over the 76ers. Toronto shot 61% in the first quarter, taking a 12-point lead. The Raptors pushed the lead to 20 late in the second quarter on a pair of free throws by Kawhi Leonard, who had a team-high 24 points.
The only thing tonight is just, you know, letting them get back in the game there late, fouling a little bit too much, but overall, I think we're moving in the right direction. We'll see how next game goes.
Kyle Lowry had 20 points for the Raptors, who took this season series for the Sixers. Joel Embiid had a game-high 37 points.
In the first half, they were more physical. They made plays, they made shots. Offensively, defensively, they were just better than us. But I'm proud of our effort in the second half, but it wasn't enough.
Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Thanks, Michael. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to Indianapolis, Indiana, where the Indiana Pacers trounced LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. The AP's Tom McCabe reports from Indianapolis.
The Pacers appear to be back on the right track following a 136-94 win over the Lakers. Indiana has won three straight after four consecutive losses following a season-ending injury to Victor Oladipo. Against L.A., seven Pacers were in double figures, and the team made 55% of its three-pointers. Thaddeus Young had 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists.
We went out there and took care of business. It's not so much about beating them by 42 or anything like that. We just want to go out there and make sure we execute it.
Bojan Bogdanovic led Indiana with 24 points. LeBron James, playing his second game for the Lakers since returning from an injury, was high man with 18.
I was able to get up there and get it, be a very explosive versus the top shot blocker in our league right now, so that lets me know that I'm on my way to being myself once again.
Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
Thanks, Tom. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. By the way, the 42-point loss in Indianapolis, that's the most lopsided loss in LeBron James's career. LeBron's team's lost by 36 points twice previously. And speaking of points, Tuesday night's top scorer was Paul George of the Oklahoma City Thunder. He had 39 points in a 132-122 victory over the visiting Orlando Magic. In another NBA game Tuesday night, the Los Angeles Clippers rallied from 20 points down to edge the host Charlotte Hornets 117-115. Tobias Harris had a game-high 34 points for the Clippers in Charlotte, North Carolina. And our Voice of America listeners will remember, Charlotte is where the NBA's annual All-Star Game will be played on February 17th. In four more NBA results, the Boston Celtics beat the host Cleveland Cavaliers 103-96. The Detroit Pistons scored a 105-92 road victory against the New York Knicks. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the visiting Minnesota Timberwolves 108-106. And the Miami Heat scored a 118-108 road victory against the Portland Trail Blazers. Joining us once again on the show is Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief. Sporty greetings, Mwamoyo.
Greetings, Sonny. Always a pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you in the studio, Mwamoyo. A couple of big men in the NBA making headlines. Let's begin with Porzingis from Latvia. Big trade. Tell our VOA listeners about that.
Big trade announced this week. Porzingis going from New York Knicks to Dallas Mavericks. That's a big, big trade. He's been sick for almost the whole season. But, you know, him joining Dallas Mavericks, it makes it a big trade because when he goes there, he's going to play with Doncic. This is a young man.
The rookie,
19 years old. He averages 20.7 points per game. So once he gets into playing, Porzingis and Doncic, this combination is a lethal combination that could bring a championship to Mavericks. It's a very good trade for Mavericks. I don't know about New York Knicks. They got, you know, a number of players, including DeAndre Jordan. So they're also setting themselves up. But the biggest news, of course, was, you know, where is Anthony Davis going to land? And there was a lot of talk all over the NBA. The Lakers were seriously pushing for him. Mm. They seriously wanted him. But then last minute, I think a day or two ago, the Lakers pulled out of talks with Pelicans because apparently the Pelicans, they wanted an arm and a leg. They wanted six or...
Among other things.
The Lakers were prepared to give up Lonzo Ball, Kuzma, and another...
Ingram,
you know, very young players. But the Pelicans, they also wanted six or eight draft picks. So that proved to be too much for the Lakers, and they pulled out of the talks. So Anthony Davis is still sitting there.
Anthony Davis and Kristaps Porzingis, very versatile big men. What other teams might be interested in Anthony Davis?
Boston Celtics could be interested, but they have to... The deadline for the trade this season is tomorrow. So if no moves are made, Boston Celtics are prepared to wait until the season is over and make their move and get AD. And if they do that, depending on who are they going to give up? Are they going to give up Tatum, who is, you know, another very good forward player, very young? But if they get Anthony Davis, they are doing very well.
Mm.
Yeah, but this morning, news coming out this morning is that the LA Clippers will send forward Tobias Harris.
I mentioned him.
You mentioned him.
Yes.
He played very well last night. So they're sending him to Philadelphia 76ers in this multiplayer deal that will also include picks. As of now, the reported deal is such that the Clippers are trading Harris, center Boban Marjanovic, forward Mike Scott to Philadelphia for Wilson Chandler, center Mike Muscala and Landry Shamet, and first-round picks in 2020 and 21, and second-round picks in 21 and 23. That's a big trade.
So we're going to see maybe a few more trades before this deadline.
Before the
expires.
Deadline tomorrow, yeah.
You mentioned the Lakers, Momoyo, and LeBron sort of getting back into the groove after sitting out for, I think, 5 weeks with a groin injury. They lost by 42 points against the Pacers. I don't see this year's Lakers team being a championship team.
Well, first of all, let me say this. You stay in the league that long, you're going to suffer some very embarrassing defeats at some point. And that's what happened to LeBron. But I think the stay out, that long stay out, that injured LA Lakers' chances. Because now they have a very, very difficult job of winning more than half of their games in the second season to make it to the playoffs.
Mm.
And remember, they're playing in the Western Conference. It's very tough. And there are so many other teams in Western Conference which are fighting for the number 8 spot. So, you know, in my, you know, assessment, in my estimate, I don't think LA Lakers will make it to the playoffs.
Here in Washington, Momoyo, it's been a very long season. We're not even at the All-Star break. The Wizards having a losing year, and things got even worse for the Wizards. Talk about that.
They keep on losing in there. Because just yesterday was announced that John Wall, he'll be out for the full season, almost 12 months. He was already out with a surgery on his heel. But now they say he will be out for Achilles tendon. He's going to have to go to surgery. That surgery hasn't taken place yet, but it will, you know, soon as they can arrange it, which means that will keep him out of action for 12 months.
Full year.
So he's not coming back. And this is a very hard injury to come back to. Remember Boogie Cousins from Golden State Warriors. He had to stay 1 year also to come back for that kind of injury. And the way John Wall plays the game, you know, he is fast. He cuts. He stops. You know, he makes hard stops. He runs so hard on the floor. You know, with that kind of injury, he will have to take, you know, time to recover to be able to come back and play the way he used to play.
New York City has two NBA teams. We talked about the Knicks, but the Brooklyn Nets have caught your eye, Momoya. Talk about the Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets caught my eye. The last month of last year, 2018, and this past January, they were on a 9-game win streak. They were the hottest team in the NBA for a while. And remember, this is an average team with average players. They don't have big stars. The only big player you can mention there is Caro, who has been in the game for many years now. But they've been playing so well. But the thing is, they have just lost 3 games in a row. So that kind of puts a stop to their momentum, and maybe it will make them think, okay, what else do we do coming back on the second half of the season so that we can really, you know, make a push for the playoffs. Right now, they're sitting at number 6 on our Eastern Conference, so that's just 2 positions away out of the playoffs. So they have to be very careful to get back and stay in contention for the playoffs.
We have the All-Star Game on February 17th, and then it'll be a rush to the playoffs. Any teams you think will catch your eye over that latter part of the season?
Well, of course, we're looking at Los Angeles Lakers. You know, when you have LeBron James, you know, the lights will be on you. So we're looking at that. We're looking at on the Eastern Conference teams like Miami, Brooklyn Nets, the upper teams. Boston is playing very well. Now
they've won 5 in a row.
Yeah, you remember Boston, at some point, they were disappointing after very high expectations. But they have won 5 or 6 in a row right now, and they're sitting number 3, number 4 on the Eastern Conference. So they're doing very well. Toronto, Milwaukee, they have been doing that throughout the season, and I don't think that's going to change a lot.
Thanks, Momoyo. That's the Voice of America's Swahili Service Chief, Momoyo Hoops Hamza. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. 2010 Olympic champion skier Lindsey Vonn of the USA is competing at the World Alpine Championships in Sweden. My VOA colleague Gwen Uten joins us now with news of a bad crash Vonn suffered on Tuesday. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Two-time world champion Lindsey Vonn has said she will retire at the conclusion of the World Championships event. But opening day did not go as planned for Vonn. She began well, but lost her line and hit a marker gate that sent her careening at high speed into the safety netting. She was attended to by course stewards before getting back to her feet and making her way to the bottom. Later that day, Vonn spoke at a news conference where she told reporters how her body felt after the Super G crash.
I feel like I've been hit by a 18-wheeler, but other than that, I'm great. My knees are the same as they were before the race, so that's good. And I'm just going to be really sore. I think my neck's going to be sore, and I got the wind knocked out of me, so my ribs are oddly sore. But I'll be fine.
Vonn said everything happened really fast, and she described to the best of her ability what went wrong on the slopes.
Well, I mean, it happened really quickly. I think that I had the right line coming in, and that roll jump had kind of a crown to it. It wasn't exactly smooth, and I think one of my skis just hooked up and sent me straight into the panel. I really wasn't expecting it, and I think also, too, maybe with the flat light had something to do with it, and maybe I pressured the ski in the wrong place, but I have to watch video. I think the header into the fence probably wasn't the best part of, I don't know. I don't know what happened in my face. I don't really know what happened.
But Vonn said she remembers exactly what was going through her head.
My immediate thought was, what the heck? Why am I in the fence again? I'd like to swear. There's a couple things that I would like to say, but I'm refraining from doing that. But I was like, why am I here? I'm too old for this.
34-year-old Vonn, no doubt frustrated by that downhill spill and the prospect of ending her career in less than fairy tale fashion. The slope's technical layout and tricky light conditions due to cloud cover proved to be problematic for several competitors, but not for American Michaela Schifrin, who was able to stay the course and claim her fourth World Championships gold medal, her first in a speed event. Schifrin, who already has 56 World Cup wins, including 13 this season, edged out Italy's Sofia Goggia by only 2/100ths of a second to win gold. Switzerland's Corinne Suter came in third. At a news conference, Schifrin expressed her shock at winning Super G gold in such a tight race.
This is crazy. I really wasn't expecting this. I thought it was possible if I did a really fast, good, aggressive run. It's also 2/100ths ahead of Sophie, 5/100ths ahead of Corinne. So I also had a little bit of luck, but this is crazy. I don't know what to say.
Schifrin's race was just ahead of Lindsey Vonn's in the competition, and afterwards, Schifrin paid her respects to Vonn's legacy ahead of her upcoming retirement.
Like, she's had this amazing, incredible, inspiring career, and she's really paved the way in U.S. ski racing and in ski racing all over the world, but especially in the U.S. for the next generation to come up, and we have a lot to be thankful for. I think there is no perfect goodbye, but to retire from the sport with the best way that she can.
Schifrin's sentiments are right along the lines of how Vonn says she hopes to be remembered.
I would like to be remembered as someone that was more than a ski racer. Hopefully to my teammates, a good leader, and hopefully to the rest of the girls of the next generation that I showed them that nothing is impossible.
And regarding her plans for life after skiing, Vonn says she hopes to find the same adrenaline rush she gets from racing.
You can't really find the adrenaline and the speed and, you know, the risk involved in ski racing and anything else. I kind of got that feeling when I was driving a Formula One car, but it wasn't still the same. Like your body's not physically in harm's way. And I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to replace that feeling. I don't think business is really going to fill that void, but it's worth a shot.
Vaughn still has the downhill event to prepare for, but she says no matter what happens at the World Championships, she has a lot to be proud of.
I've done my best my entire career. I've worked as hard as humanly possible. I've come back from way too many injuries, and I'm not able to do it, and that's just life. You know, not everyone can be Tom Brady and keep winning the Super Bowl like for the millionth time. You know, like I think 82 wins is something to be really proud of.
82 World Cup wins and 3 Olympic medals. That is a lot to be proud of. We'll keep our eye on Lindsey Vonn as she races towards the end of an amazing career. Sonny, back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Now let's go to London, where West Ham United Football Club says it's investigating after a video emerged of a fan racially abusing Egypt and Liverpool star Mohamed Salah during Monday's 1-1 draw. The 26-year-old Salah, the 2-time African Footballer of the Year, was filmed on a mobile phone from a section of home fans as he was taking a corner kick. The video shows obscenities directed at Salah, including references to his Muslim religion. In a statement, West Ham said the club has a zero-tolerance policy to any form of violent or abusive behavior. The statement added, and I quote, "We are an inclusive football club. Anyone identified committing an offense will have their details passed to the police and will face a lifetime ban from London Stadium." Meanwhile, the user who posted the video on Twitter said, and I quote, "I was disgusted by what I was hearing. People like this deserve no place in our society, let alone football matches." Police are aware of the incident. Liverpool is currently in first place in England's Premier League, 3 points ahead of defending champion Manchester City. Liverpool's mayor, Steve Rotherham, has praised Mo Salah for helping to tackle Islamophobia, break down barriers, and being a role model for Muslim children. In more African football news, Guinea's 22-year-old international Ibrahima Sori Conte could miss the Africa Cup of Nations in June after suffering a season-ending knee injury in France. Conte's French club, Niort, said he ruptured his cruciate ligament in his left knee in a match 5 days ago and will need surgery. Conte has become a regular for Guinea's senior national team, which will be making its 12th Nations Cup appearance in Egypt. The 2019 Africa Cup of Nations tournament is scheduled from June 21st to July 19th. Meanwhile, another international player from Guinea, defender Florentin Pogba, says he's ready for a new adventure with Major League Soccer's Atlanta United FC club. The 28-year-old Pogba is the older brother of Manchester United star Paul Pogba. Florentin Pogba joined Atlanta United, the 2018 MLS champion, as a free agent. Atlanta United's vice president and technical director, Carlos Bocanegra, says Atlanta is pleased to welcome Florentin to the club. Bocanegra describes him as a physical center back who has the ability to play with his feet. He says Florentin Pogba also brings an immense amount of experience after representing his club and country in various international tournaments. And speaking of international tournaments, Florentin Pogba is hoping a good showing with Atlanta United FC will earn him a call-up to Guinea's team for the Africa Cup of Nations. And that wraps up the February 6th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Wagner Roberts. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, the West perpetually talks about its democratic values, self-determination, and freedoms. Can these concepts become realities in Africa? Discussing freedom of expression on the continent on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's up, Africa? It's Jackson Vunganyi.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
Can I be up front with you? That's exactly what Nadia and I plan to do every Wednesday at 17:30 UTC. Up front looks at issues that affect you.
Since the world is moving at a faster rate, there's need to have an intelligent computer.
Interesting news.
Canadian man was sentenced for drunk driving after being pulled over in his mother's motorized wheelchair. 35-year-old man was fined and placed on probation.
And of course, music. No clouds in my stones. Entertainment, celebrities, you name it, we'll talk about it.
And of course, we love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts and comments. Our email address is upfront@voanews.com.
So don't forget to check us out every Wednesday at 17:30 UTC on The Voice of America.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
This is Science in a Minute.
Medical researchers in Atlanta, Georgia, found that applying electrical stimulation to a part of the brain produced some surprise reactions in an epilepsy patient who was undergoing diagnostic testing. The doctors from Emory University School of Medicine said that they found that giving an electrical shock to the cingulum bundle area of the brain caused their patient to break into laughter, followed by what was described as a sense of calm and happiness. 2 days after the tests, the doctors decided to use their new discovery to help calm their patient during brain surgery that required her to remain awake for the duration. The doctors remarked that while the patient was initially showing signs of panic during the surgery, once the electrical stimulation was applied, she told jokes about her family and said that she felt relaxed and happy. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African Beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo, and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you news as it happens. Listen to Africa News Tonight, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our five-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.